Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
We called it the Hollywood fairy tale ending yesterday. With Stephen Wilson out of the Indy 500, who would replace him? Oh, sure. All eyes would be on Graham Rahal, who just got bumped from the 500. But Dreyer Reinbold Racing, Cusick Motorsports, for which Stephen Wilson drives, they've got a long-time relationship with people like Sage Karam. What about Jarrett Hildebrand? They know the team. They know the players. What would Dreyer Reinbold and Cusick Motorsports do? And then how do you get Rahal, Letterman, Lanigan Racing, never mind the sponsors like United Rentals and Fifth Third Bank, to come aboard? What about the whole idea of Chevy and Honda? Well, when it comes to the Indy 500, all bets are off, and Graham Rahal is getting into the car. Tony Katz, good to be with you. Kurt Darling joins us right now from the newsroom, 93.1 FM, WIBC, the racing savant of the team. And on a scale of one to surprised, is this the most surprising decision, or is this a, well, he has been at practice, he knows the track, might as well make it happen, and it's good PR for us? Which one is it, Kurt?
I would go with probably pleasantly surprised. Now, I'm not like over the moon shocked that it happened, but he was my third choice to take that seat, because I thought Dreyer and Reinbold would bring in one of their normal guys. J.R. Hildebrand was at the top of my list, and then maybe Sage Karam before bringing in Graham Rahal. But at the same time, though, Tony, it makes a lot of sense. A, because, well, first off, if you were to bring in another driver that hasn't been at practice, you would likely have to do a veterans refresher. That means an extra practice session for them to get that done. But the amazing thing to me, Tony, is the fact that Honda, as you mentioned, is allowing Graham Rahal, who has been a career Honda driver, sponsored driver. In fact, the last time he drove a Chevy-powered car was back in 2008 at Long Beach. But still, ever since then, he has been with Honda, and usually those contracts are pretty ironclad. They don't like drivers going back and forth between those types of things. So for them to move out of the way and say, hey, you can go ahead and go to a Chevy-powered team and drive this car, along with United Rentals and Fifth Third Bank going over to sponsor that car with them, all of that happening in a matter of hours. Usually this takes about maybe months to put together. It happened within in a matter of hours, and they got it done. It was pretty shocking.
There's this whole philosophy of, well, we don't get the world we want. We get the world as it is, and here it is. And the question is, do you want to be a part of something or not? For United Rentals, for Fifth Third, it was a question of be in the race or not in the race. And for Honda, it had to be a question of, do you want to be the people who hold things up? On the other side of that, you take Dreyer Reinbold and you take Cusick Motorsports, and you have to ask, taking a driver from another team, is this a show of weakness on our part, that we don't have anybody from our own ranks that we could just be like, you're the next man up?
I don't see it as a sign of weakness at all, actually. And like I said, you know, you take who is available, and Graham Rahal, you know, he's been at practice all month long leading up to qualifying. He had some traffic running as well. His own car didn't work. So to me, even though you have all the contractual stuff that you had to muddle through, in the end, it actually works out the best, because Rahal, he doesn't have to do a veterans refresher. He's already taken care of for that in that regard this year. And on top of, and you just bring everything else, so everything worked. And if anything, everything really literally just fell right into place at the very first time. I don't think it's a sign of weakness at all. If anything, it's just the best possible solution logistically for everybody.
Talking to Kurt Darling from the WIBC newsroom, Graham Rahal taking over for Stephen Wilson in the Indy 500. He, of course, will be driver number 33 outside of row 11. I only asked the weakness question because there could be ways these things are perceived. As far as the storyline goes, dear Lord, it doesn't get better than this. I mean, this is going to be the story going into this, and what kind of race we're going to see from Graham Rahal. So you know this sport very well, Kurt. You're Graham Rahal. You're in a new car with an engine you don't usually work with a team you don't usually work with because his team's not coming over. It's a different pit crew. It's a different everything, right?
Yeah, that's right. And as we talked about yesterday, it's the car that qualifies, not the driver. So
now with all of that, you're Graham Rahal. How do you approach this race?
Well, here's the thing, and this was based off of a practice on Monday. Will Power was the fastest in practice that day, by the way, but he made the comment. He feels that the Chevy-powered cars are a little bit better in power and pace in race setup. So that being said, if you're Graham Rahal, now don't get me wrong, he's not going to go out and say the Chevys are better than Honda because, you know, he's still a Honda-powered contractually obligated driver. But if, you know, if I'm Graham Rahal, and I'm totally just speculating on this, I would think, hey, you know what? I have a really good engine behind me. The only question is now they are going to a backup car because Stephen Wilson's car in that wreck was totaled. So they have to go to a backup car. It's a 2-year-old chassis, by the way, so that means it has some age to it, but it was actually Oriol Servia's chassis from several years ago, actually, so it's been really remade, and he said it was fast. So if I'm Graham Rahal, you know, you're going into a smaller team, so there's still some question marks there, but you're with a Chevy-powered engine, which appears to be pretty good on pace, but the other thing is, too, he's going to have to start from the rear of the field, because not only are they changing cars, they're also changing drivers, so by rule, he has to go all the way to the 33rd position, so everybody in front of him gets to move up from between 26th and 32nd. They're going to be moving up a spot. So, but still, he's in the race. And if I'm Graham Rahal, I'm just glad to be in the race.
You talk about saying the car is fast compared to everything Rahal, Letterman, Lanigan put out in the field. Everything's fast. You on a tricycle is fast compared to what they put out on the track. Is Rahal after the 500, right? They've got three drivers in for the 500 positions. I think 29, 31, and 32.
That's correct.
I believe it is. Is that team about to have a massive overhaul? Is there going to be a real hard look from the people at RLL, and okay, we need to make some changes, and we need to make them everywhere?
Well, there's certainly going to be something done, because even leading up to the 500, Tony, in three of the first four races of the season, Rahal, Letterman, Lanigan was averaging a finish less than 15th in the field, and so that's just not acceptable, especially for a team that's running three cars and has won at several tracks before. So if I'm Bobby Rahal, if I'm David Letterman and everybody else at Rahal, Letterman, Lanigan Racing, you know, I'm thinking to myself, we need to make some engineering changes, maybe even some driver changes as well. And believe it or not, Tony, that may not exclude Graham Rahal. That, and of course, Jack Harvey, and we saw it on display in qualifying, he was actually qualifying for his career, I believe, right there. He may have saved a portion of his career by making the race with that amazing run that he made at the end of qualifying. But still, there are going to be some changes, Tony. What those changes are, whether it's behind the scenes or right out in front, it's going to remain to be seen. But you're right, there are going to be some changes at Rahal next year, I believe.
And I think you're absolutely right about Jack Harvey right there. Kurt Darling from the WIBC Newsroom, I appreciate you being with us.